Now. Real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
I have to be honest, I'm a bit of a Netflix fan myself. I do use it quite a bit. I don't think anyone watches live television anymore. Anything that I do watch on television is usually always on either catch-up or recorded. God be with the days that we'd all have to be there at a certain time to watch a certain thing. Do you remember that in the old days? Anyway, streaming services are the way forward now. But the problem is the cost. And Netflix could again increase its prices in Ireland after the streaming service announced they're going to hike their prices in other countries. Now, it's already quite expensive, depending on which package you have. If you have a nice television and you want the HD package, you know, you're looking at quite a substantial amount of money per month and per year on top of your Sky bill that you might already have. And then if you have Apple or you have Prime Video or Paramount or Now or Disney Plus, you know, it all adds up. You could be paying hundreds every single month just to have a good selection of stuff to watch on television. I don't know why somebody hasn't come up with a plan, by the way, to put them all onto one password. You know what I mean? Say, listen, I'll offer you a deal, 30 quid a month, let's say, and you can have everything. Disney, Prime, Apple TV, Now, you know, Netflix, the whole lot, all. Maybe they could do a deal with all of those companies. I don't know. I just don't know why it hasn't happened yet. Maybe they're all too bloody greedy. Anyway, it is expensive. And then on top of that, you've RTE looking for 160 quid off you as well. For a lot of people don't believe that's worth the money. But however, let me know what you think. Which ones keep you entertained at night? Apart from listening to your favourite radio show, of course. Which, this one, obviously. No other one. Which streaming service keeps you entertained at night? Let me go to Oisín. Oisín, hi, how are you?
Niall.
Yes, Oisín.
Hard to say Niall.
Yes, Oisín.
Hard to say Niall.
Yes, Oisín.
That's right, Niall.
Yes, Oisín.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right, Niall.
Is there something wrong with you, Oisín?
Sorry. I digress. No, I've got Netflix myself.
No, you're not getting away with that. Well, who are you meant to be impersonating at the start?
No, do you remember the older gentleman he used to call up all the time?
Oh, James.
James.
Yeah, hold on. James. Right, James, if you're listening, James, please give us a call.
I haven't heard him in ages,
no. And we did try and contact him a couple of times, but his phone that he used to use is not around anymore. I'm sure everything is okay. But James, give us a call. We'd love to hear you back on the air. And you're right, he does use my name. And he's a gentleman. He uses my name all the time. Yeah.
In fairness, he is. Now, genuinely, I'm not taking a mickey. It was just the way he talked to you.
Yes, good evening.
Niall.
Good evening,
that's
Niall.
Right, Niall.
Good evening.
That's right, Niall.
Yes. He's a lovely voice.
You know, three or four or five sentences, and it was always, Niall, listen to me, Niall.
And a big fan of RTE, right, by the way, a big defender of RTE.
He was. Yeah. Oh, yes, he was. Oh, I hope to God nothing has...
Well, you know what? It's killed our RTE topics, because anytime we wanted to do an RTE topic, it was always ring James, he'll defend them. Because nobody else would.
No, to be honest with you, I mean, they're hiking the prices up. I mean, look, things are dear enough as they are. And what more are you going to get?
So what are you subscribing to at the moment? I subscribe to Sky,
Netflix,
and Netflix. And also, that's because it. I pay for Amazon Prime, because it's handy for getting stuff delivered free, I get the Amazon Prime free with that.
Yeah.
Right. And that's not that expensive, by the way. I don't get the full Amazon Prime, by the way. When you subscribe to Amazon Prime for getting stuff delivered to the, you know, Amazon, you get Amazon Prime, but it's a kind of neutered version of it. So you don't get the whole thing. But in saying that, I get Amazon, Netflix, and Sky. And now I have the basic Sky package, by the way. I don't have Sky Movies or I don't have Sky Sports or anything like that. Just a basic entertainment package.
Pretty much same as myself. I just, you know, when you start hearing about, right, we're going to hike up the prices yet again. And you start going, for what? I mean, we're looking at the same stuff to put out to a certain extent. But what are we getting out of this when you put the prices up?
And do you use Netflix much?
Can I be honest with you? Myself, the kids, I've got to be honest, the odd time, yes. Not as much as they used to when they were younger, simply because they were watching like SpongeBob SquarePants, they were watching Captain America, they were watching whatever, you know? Mm. And as time has gone on, they've just kind of, they've kind of migrated now to tablets or phones.
Yeah.
You know? Am I willing to absorb the cost of putting up the price for the same stuff that we've, to be honest, we're already paying for? No, not really.
Now, Netflix, of course, have clamped down on password sharing.
You used to be able to,
you know, you'd set up an account and, you know, and you'd give your mate the password and then he'd do an Apple. Yeah, he'd set up an Apple account and he'd give you the password.
Yep.
So you'd both have Apple or Netflix as well. But they've all kind of copped on to that. So they have to have a code now every time you log in, if you're logging in
That's
outside
correct.
Of your IP address.
I actually have that in my house.
To be fair to them, you know, we were stealing it if we're sharing the password. You were your mate, you were given the password, it was getting it for free. So you kind of were giving their product away, weren't you?
Well, to be honest with you, it's like sitting at somebody's, you know, it's like sitting outside somebody's house and you have your phone there and you're kind of hooking off their Wi-Fi. You know, like going to work.
Yes.
It's like, I just sit here for 30 minutes. That's grand. Yeah, you know. But, I understand where you come from, but I mean, a price hike. I mean, come on, we're living. I'm a proud Irishman, and we're living in rip-off Ireland.
Well, the world has got more expensive. It's not just Ireland, but Ireland in particular, obviously, is more expensive than most countries. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not putting down the country we live in.
Yeah, but no, you are right. You know, when they transfer things from England to Ireland, you would imagine, okay, 20% goes on because of the cost of sterling to euro, right?
Yeah.
And it's about 20%, right? But it's kind of always like, yeah, so if you go into a shop and it's a UK product and you pull off the sticker where the Irish price on it, you'll normally see the UK price underneath. But there's normally about 30 or 40% of the difference. It's kind of like Asher, they're Irish. Stick an extra 10% on, they'll pay it.
Yeah, they're just absorb the cost.
Yeah.
You know? They won't complain. It'll be grand. Do I agree with the price increase? No. I mean, look, simply, honestly, God, no. No. No.
Now, don't get me wrong. Like, Netflix is good. And there's some great movies on it that they make themselves.
Oh, there are.
And if you were to go to the movies, or to the pictures, as we used to call it years ago, and pay for all of that, which is what we had to do years ago to see a good movie, right? It costs you a lot more than that. So what I'm saying is, from that point of view, you are funding them to produce. Now, they are overspending, I believe, at the moment. But you're funding them to produce quality stuff. And some of it is really good.
Well, no, in fairness, no, you're 100% correct. I mean, if you go to the cinema nowadays, you're looking at, what, give or take, 20, 30, 40 plus quid.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And you're sort of going, right, okay, I'm going for the sound, I'm going for the picture, I'm going for the enjoyment. But yeah, you're sitting at home on whatever TV you have, no matter how big it is, all of a sudden the price is going up. And you're going, okay, right.
Mm.
But it's the same stuff I'm watching.
Yeah.
So what kind of quality am I getting? You know? If that makes sense.
I'm going to ask you to be honest with me now. Do you have a dodgy box?
No, I don't. No, a virgin.
Okay, so you don't have a dodgy box. Okay.
I've got to be honest with you.
Because they are clamping down on dodgy boxes now, people who have dodgy
boxes. Yeah, they are. Apparently there's guards. The guards are calling out to your house right
now. Yeah, you're probably not doing that, but they're certainly looking for the people who are selling them. Okay,
stay there,
Margaret, for a second. Let me go to Eddie as well first. Eddie, because he's waiting. Eddie, hi, how are you?
Niall, how are you? Are you well?
Good. Eddie, who are you subscribing to at the moment?
Nobody, and I watch everything. And you said there, why doesn't somebody just collaborate them all together, one place, and you pay one fee?
Yeah.
That is already there, and it's called Flixer, baby. FLIX.
Yeah, but that's free and illegal. Yeah, but it's free and illegal.
Oh, so what? My mate pays for it, right? He pays for the VIP subscription. I have his login details. I've given them to all the lads I work with, right? Doesn't stop you after so many people you give it to. And everything from Disney, Paramount, Netflix,
that's
Amazon, it's all on there.
Yeah, but here's the thing, and here's the argument against it. You know, but I'm not judging you, right? But it is theft.
Don't care.
I know you don't care. I'm just saying.
Don't care. So I have that, right?
I have an obligation to tell you that, by the way, on radio, you know, obviously.
Yeah, yeah. And it has a download option, so you can download stuff as well and watch it at a later date. Then I obviously have a Fire Stick for all my sport. And I know you're going to tell me that's illegal as
well. It is illegal,
Well, they can stop me. They can stop me where they stop me. And then I also have my brother-in-law's Sky Go details, which he also, which is not illegal because he pays for it and you're allowed, I think, up to about 4 or 5 family members on it. So I don't pay for anything. So, I refuse to give them crazy money. Absolutely.
So you pay for none of it? You're paying for none of it?
None of it. No. None of it.
Well then, when you sit down and watch a great program, like at the moment, I'm watching Designated Survivor, Kiefer Sutherland, right?
I watched it all years ago.
Yeah, don't tell me the end. Don't spoil it on me, right? Anyway,
no, I'll tell you.
No, shut up, Oisin. It's great, right? I love it, right? So that
it is.
Yeah, and I watched the other one there, the Ozarks there recently too. Amazing, right? These are Netflix made, right? Okay. But they spend a huge amount of money on it. And if everybody had the attitude of, I'm not paying for it, and I do understand, Eddie, you are right, they're too expensive, right? It is very expensive. And if everybody had the attitude, you know, I'll use a Fire Stick or I'll use a dodgy box or whatever it is, they couldn't produce that stuff. They just couldn't do it.
Well, in fairness now, Flixer is actually absolutely fantastic. Sorry for cutting in there.
Yeah, but it's illegal.
I understand, but I've got 3 or 4 different platforms that I watch basically very, very good, high quality movies on, and I do, and I've no shame.
Well, I'm not saying you have shame, but I'm just saying it's illegal. You know what I mean? Because
it is illegal.
Yeah, of course it is. Because you're not paying for.
No, if you're the average family, right, with 2.4 kids, and they want Disney, they want Amazon. The husband wants the Sky Sports. The missus wants Netflix. Someone else wants Paramount.
You're
paying the king's ransom.
I know, but here's the thing. Have we lost the ability to say no? So when Johnny, the teenager, comes over and says, I want Paramount or Apple Plus because all my mates have it and they're watching such and such a thing, you just say, I'm sorry, we can't afford that. Have we lost the ability to say no to our family members because of cost?
To be honest with you,
my son wants a Ferrari, but I'm not buying it for him.
To be honest with you, that was me with my children, and they came to me. Oh, sorry. If that was me and my children, they came to me and said, look, Dad, we want this. I'd have to weigh up the option and go, look, lads, here's the situation. Here's what I can afford. We can't afford it right now, but give me 6 months or 8 months, if that makes sense, or 6 weeks or 8 weeks or whatever. And I'd try to, you know, kind of placate them, if that makes sense.
Yeah, okay. Hang on, let me just bring Margaret in here. She's the most honest person in the world. Margaret, hi, how are you?
How are you, Niall? How are you tonight?
I know your favourite thing is Oireachtas TV. I'm sure you had lots of entertainment today on Oireachtas TV.
Oh, holy God.
It was a hell.
Well, I tell you one thing. They're a disgrace.
Who watches Oireachtas TV?
Margaret watches Oireachtas TV.
I watch it every day.
It's the most boring thing in the world.
Yeah.
It is not. I tell you one thing, it wasn't boring today.
I'm sorry, I've not been offended. I do apologise.
Yeah.
I tell you one thing. I've learned a lot about politics, and I'll tell you how to solve the problem.
Margaret could run the country better than the whole lot of them.
I'll tell you how to solve the problem in the Dáil. It's as simple as this. You have a group of independents.
Yeah.
And you have 3 or 4 of them who's going to be on the government benches.
And in the opposition.
No, they can't, because they're a party of independents.
Mm.
And once there's 3 or 4 of them siding with the government, they don't have freedom of speech as such. Yeah,
I don't think Michael O'Leary agrees with you there. Or not Michael O'Leary, sorry, Michael Larry.
No.
Okay,
no.
Okay, leave that aside. Park that for the moment, Margaret. So what do you have, Margaret? No. Do you have Sky TV?
Virgin. Yeah.
Okay, right, so you have Virgin. And what else do you have? Do you have Netflix?
No. They wanted to charge me more money. No.
No.
Just Virgin. End of story.
Right. And is that how much is that?
Station at a time.
How much is Virgin?
60.
60.
A month.
And what do you get for that? Do you get the movies and the sport and all?
You get some sports and you get some movies, movie channel, and then you have the HG TV, you know, that
thing. HD.
Yeah, and then you have loads of stations, but you can't look at them all, because I look at Carney. I stop walking the house, right, at 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
I make me dinner.
Yeah, what's Carney?
At 6 o'clock, I'm on the couch, and I start with Home and Away. Jeez. And that's on for an hour. And then at 7 o'clock, I look at the news. And then at 7:30, I look at Emmerdale. And then at 8 o'clock, I watch Coronation Street.
Right.
And then I turn off the television and I listen to the Niall Boylan show.
Oh, fair play to you.
Yeah.
Now,
so
that's my day.
What do you think of O'Sheen and Eddie, who are basically getting all the stuff that's on Netflix, Apple, Prime Video?
All the stealing.
All the stuff, but they're getting it technically for free.
Yep. Yeah,
well, because they're using the dodgy services.
You see, lads, you think you're on the pig's back, can I say?
But you're not.
But you're not. Because at the end of the day, you're dishonest. And when you go to meet your maker, you won't get into the pearly gates. I'll be ahead of you.
I don't have a maker. I'm not religious. A lot of waffle.
I don't really mind if I get caught.
When you're very ill, and I have experience
of having
a mild, I've had a mild heart attack at three weeks before my 33rd birthday. I had a mild heart attack. I had an out-of-body experience. I had the full lot. Oh. And I'm telling you, lads, there is another place that we all go to. And I'm
telling you, if
you live a good life,
I wonder that they have streaming services.
Any harm to anybody.
Mm.
How would this come
all
into
you do is good.
I wonder that they have streaming services in heaven.
I'm telling you.
No.
It's because you're robbing. You're thieving.
Hang on a second. One at a time. Eddie, you're robbing and thieving.
You are.
Don't care. Absolutely don't care.
Well, you see, this.
Margaret, I told you before. You have your beliefs, I have mine. I'm not trying to disrespect you.
But it doesn't matter about beliefs. You know, when it comes down to morals.
It's about
forget about believing in God. Forget about that for the moment,
Hold on. Do these companies have a set of morals?
Respect.
When you're saying there, when they hike on their 20% and screw the Irish public, where's their morals?
That's as may be. Now, I'll give you an example, Eddie, right? To buy a car in Ireland is a lot more expensive than it is in the UK because we lash on VRT and tariffs and all sorts of things, right? Even though we give out about Trump's tariffs, we put our own on. But here's the thing. So, you know, some people just can't afford a new car. Does that mean you should just go out and steal one?
That's chalk and cheese. That's completely
different. Why is it different? Because you can't afford something.
It is different.
But I'm not going out stealing
a car, right?
I used to have a dodgy box, Eddie, right? But I'd be honest with you, right? And there were some great movies, and then a movie would come out and you'd look for it on the dodgy box and the quality was shit. There was some young fella walking across the cinema with popcorn in his hand. And I said, I couldn't watch that. And I love going to the cinema. So I just got rid of it. Couldn't watch it.
So you don't watch it. Yep. If it's a crap quality, you don't watch it. Why would you watch it? That'd be a
But the quality is never as good as it would be when you're paying for it. It just wouldn't.
Well, Niall, it's up.
They are after a couple of months. You have to wait. You'll get the pirate copies that'll come out first. And they'll always have like a blue band on top. And if it's crap, you just don't watch it. And then a couple of months later or a couple of weeks later, a perfect copy will go up.
It's like a fella used to come round to my house when I was about 18 or 19 when video recorders came out first. Me dad had a video recorder. He was one of the first ones on the road to buy a Betamax, right? This lad used to go and he'd drive his car around the estate and everybody would go out and he'd open the boot and he'd have all the dodgy movies in the boot of the car.
Yeah.
Stay there for a second, lads.
Noel, I have a scenario for you.
Yeah, go ahead. Sorry, Eddie. Scenario.
So and I'd be surprised if you don't agree. So years ago, my dad was a bus driver, right?
Yeah.
In the 80s, 90s. And whatever route he was on, one passed a biscuit factory, one passed a tea bag factory, Lyons or whatever.
Yeah.
And he got to know the customers, right?
Yeah.
And they used to give him a box of 600 tea bags or whatever for a fiver or whatever. And he'd take it, right? And your man would be making the money. Now, I'm going to say to you, you live on Red Bull. Say you knew a guy that worked in a Red Bull factory. And he offered you a crate of Red Bull, 24 cans for a tenner every week. Are you going to turn it down?
Are they stolen?
He's obviously getting them somewhere from the factory.
No,
original.
No, if he was getting
24
them.
And for a tenner. And you're telling me you turned that down and got to pay crazy money.
You asked me for an honest answer. If he was getting it for a wholesale price, and that was genuinely the wholesale price, and, you know, with a discount, a staff discount or something like that, I would take them. But if he was stealing them...
I find that
them,
hard to believe.
No, if he was stealing them, I wouldn't take it, because I wouldn't encourage him to steal and lose his job.
No, you're not encouraging him to steal it.
You are.
He's just approached you. You're not encouraging him. You don't know anything about it. He's come up to you because he's seen you drinking a can of it and said, listen, mate, you like that stuff. I can get you a box of that, 24 cans for a tenner. You're not encouraging him. He's approached you. You're going to say no for a tenner.
If I knew he was stealing them, I wouldn't take them, no.
I find that hard to believe, because like L1's years ago, if they knew, because the public love a bargain, L1's years ago, if they knew the bread man down the road could get a few bleeding sliced pans of Brennan's for next to nothing, they'd all be queuing out the door.
No, don't get me wrong. I believe we're being ripped off, you know, even if it's buying the Red Bull or whatever. We are being ripped off. I don't disagree with you, Eddie. And everybody wants a bargain, and I get that. But I think once you go down the road of, you know, buying stuff off the back of a lorry, you know, all you're doing is encouraging more theft. Now, I'm not judging you over your dodgy box. I had one years ago.
Oh, Noel, I'd buy anything off the back of a lorry if I was making a save. Absolutely no conscience.
But it's not a victimless crime.
Someone can give me for 20 quid.
But it's not
I know it's not.
Yeah.
I genuinely don't care. As long as I have more bang for my buck, I will keep taking what people offer.
Margaret, are you listening to that?
If I don't take it, somebody else will. Mm. If I don't take that bargain, someone else is getting it.
You're a very dishonest person. And what you're saying, you're a very dishonest person.
I completely agree with you.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you do, because I was...
But Margaret, here's the deal. Somebody else is going to take it. And they're going to be better off than me financially.
Else. Don't have it on your conscience, I will say to you.
I don't feel guilty, no remorse, nothing whatsoever. I'm telling you the truth.
Yeah, that is a load of crap. Everybody has a conscience. I'm telling you.
I'm talking about regarding this topic. I don't have a conscience. If someone is offering me a product that's 100 quid in the shop and they can get it for a knockdown price of 40 notes and it's exact same, I'm taking that all day long. And so are all my mates, and so are all my family and everyone I know. Nobody I know would turn it down.
Let me ask you a question, Margaret, and put you on the spot on this one. So let's say Virgin put their prices up tomorrow, right? And let's say, for argument's sake, they're not going to do that, but let's say they doubled their price, right? And somebody came along to you and said, listen, you know, how much were you paying before? I was paying 50 quid or whatever, right? I'll tell you what, for 25 quid, I'll put a box in your house, a little chip in it, and you can get all of the stations you had before, perfect quality, remote control, the whole lot, and do everything you were doing before, and it'll look exactly the same, and it'll be 25 quid.
Mm.
A month.
No, thanks, I'd say.
A year.
No.
25 quid a year.
No. I'm just a type of a person, and all my neighbours know me, all my family know me, all my friends that I have all know me. I am just a person that is just straight as...
Honest.
Down the line.
Nice guys finish last.
And I have something going on at the moment, which I cannot discuss, unfortunately. But when it's done and dusted, I will make it my topic on a show.
Okay, well, you don't have to tell us anything about that right now, until you're ready.
No.
So stay there for a second. Let me just go to Amanda as well. Amanda, hi, how are you?
Hi, lad.
Good. Amanda, you've been listening to the people there. I know streaming services are quite expensive. Do you have any?
Yeah, because we have Netflix and Disney.
Okay, so that's costing you probably...
I was actually caught in out of that. You know when they were doing the 3 months free stuff? So we got that. And I forgot to actually, you know, disconnect it. And I just paid €50.
Yeah.
Last week, I was like, oh my God. Anyways,
They do rely, when they give you the 3 months for free, they rely on you forgetting to cancel it. Anyway, so, that's the whole idea of those promotions. Anyway, and do you have Sky as well?
No.
Okay, so.
One is okay, but now we have two.
Okay. And are they worth it?
Yeah, the kids, they watched it during, what's the question, if it's worth it or if they watched it?
Sorry, say that again. Sorry, I missed you saying that. Sorry.
Can you repeat the question? I didn't get it.
Yeah, I said, is it worth it? Is it worth the money you're paying for them?
Oh, God. I don't know, because I'm not a civil person, so I don't really watch telly that much. But my kids, like, they do watch during the weekend, you see. Mm. But I think it's worth it during the holidays, you know, when the kids are in holidays. So, yeah.
Yeah, keeps them occupied. Yeah, keeps them occupied.
Exactly. Yeah. But during, like, school period, no.
Okay, now here's the question, Amanda. Amanda, do you have a dodgy box? That's an awful question to ask a woman, but can I just point out? Amanda, do you have one of those? If somebody offered you one of those boxes where you could get them all for free.
I was actually being offered. I was like, no. I don't, you know, these days, look, people have to be careful what they put in their houses, you know? Because, like, you don't even know what is being connected in this device, and you have it in your house, and that's all your data. And, like, okay, I have a smart TV, you know. Imagine, like, connecting a smart TV with that. You're literally, you know, just putting your data out there.
But we're doing that anyway. Look at your mobile phone. You're putting all your data into that.
Smart TV when you bought it.
Yeah, your smart TV. You would have had to put your information into that. Your Alexa, all those kind of things. Oh, I shouldn't have said that word. Alexa's all over the country are going mad now. So I don't understand people who are concerned about their data anymore. Because we have blown that argument completely. Because we give our data away to every social media company.
Yeah, I think with your bank details as well. Mm. You know, so you have to be concerned about that too. And like somebody can, you know, just take your data and go do something with it. So I just think, me particularly, I'm very, very concerned about my daughters, you know, being exposed and being used. So I'm very concerned about what I put in my house, you know, and even the app that I installed in my phones as well. I'm very concerned about that. My kids are like, Mommy, just put your card on your phone. No, I don't want to.
So you don't even have your card? Okay, you don't have your card on your phone. She doesn't have a card on her phone. But one.
I don't have my card on her phone.
Okay. Yeah, sorry, Eddie. Go ahead.
Let's say you wanted to buy a new TV to that lady that's on now. And it's 500 quid in Power City. And someone says to you, I can give you that exact same TV for 200 quid. No day is changing hands. Just a few bob and you're getting a nice little...
A bargain.
Discount.
The answer is no, I will not. Because, like, no, I'd rather buy...
As I said, nice guys finish last. Because someone else is going to get that bargain.
I'd rather go to Refurbish than buy it. You know, because you need to understand that those are somebody's money they are using. You know, like the person is going to buy it with somebody's card or whatever, and you're going to buy it half price, you know. But that is somebody's hard-earned money that you are using. You know, you have to have a conscience. I know you're saying you don't have a conscience. Okay, good for you. But I cannot have that on my head. Like, because that is somebody's money being used, you know, to buy that and then sell to you. You have to think about that as well.
The point she's making is somebody's paying for it, Eddie. It might not be you.
If you were to put this for a debate and run a poll, I would say about 80% of the country would say all day long they'll take a bargain if they get offered it.
I don't think so. Especially in these
times when people are stretched.
The people that you know and the people that is your family, because it's you, of course.
Okay, I'll tell you what, I'll do it very quickly. I've got 2 minutes left on this topic, right? And I'd put that out. Now, anybody who's listening, do me a favor and just WhatsApp the number, right? Just WhatsApp the word yes or no. Would you buy stolen goods if you got a bargain? PlayStation, top of the range, telly, whatever it is, right? So just all you got to do is WhatsApp the word yes or no to 087-188-0008. This is not a scientific poll, by the way, but just very quickly. Like, let's do this very, very quickly because I've only got 2 minutes. So WhatsApp the word yes or no to 087-188-0008. Would you buy a stolen telly or a stolen goods if you got a bargain? I'm just looking here. Okay, now they're coming in. No, no, no. Yes, yes. No, yes. No, yes, yes. No. It's kind of, I'm not going to say it's 80% so far, Eddie. It's probably about 50% so far. You know?
See, when you use the word stolen, I think it frightens
people. But what else is it?
Oh, no, no, no. I'm just saying. If you were to say to someone,
Would you have a fire stick in your gaff? I think that figure would be higher.
No, you forget about the fire stick. You were putting across the question about would you take a telly that was a bargain price that was 500 quid in Paris City, but you're getting it for a bargain price and you know it's,
stolen. Yeah, but hold on. No, not if you don't ask questions. If you don't ask any questions, you have no idea where that came from.
Who's not going to ask a question? If somebody come along to me with a top of the range telly worth 500 quid and said, here, you can have this for 150, do you think I'm not going to ask him a question as to where it came from?
I never ask questions. I go, yeah, happy days. Why would I want to know? Why would I want to know? I'm looking at that going, you're offering me this product that's 500 quid in the shop for 150. I'm not asking any questions. I'm taking the bloody thing and running.
Sorry, Amanda. What are you trying to say there? Sorry, Amanda.
Of course I'll answer questions, know where it's coming from.
Yeah.
You know? But I don't think, you know, like, I don't think somebody would just call to me and said, do you want to buy this? If you've not, like, exposed yourself to those kind of people, you know? So...
It's funny, somebody just texted and said, yes, it was still in the box.
No.
It was still in the box.
If you ask someone where it's come from, then it's on your conscience. If you don't ask, happy days.
But yeah, but you're not tick. You're not tick.
Because you are the one that is, like, you know, you are the buyer, so it's still on your conscience. You are the buyer. You know, because if you don't buy it, they will not get the product. They will not go steal.
If someone offers me a new phone that's a grand in the shop for 500 quid, I'm taking it, and I'm not asking any questions. The only question I'm going to ask is, does it work?
But you can get the same new phone, no cheaper, you know, from refurbished without stealing it, like without buying from the criminal or something like that.
Yeah, you can buy refurbished stuff on Amazon, by the way.
Yeah. You can.
Would you run something new or something secondhand? Come on.
Refurbished is quite good. I bought a couple of PCs, you know, for my studio at home on Amazon that were refurbished. And they were cheap. They were like Dell. They were only like 150 quid.
I would rather buy a secondhand.
I'd only buy it refurbished if it was nicked.
I'm looking. Somebody says, Niall, if it fell off the back of a lorry, oh, hell yeah. Somebody else says, Niall, no, unless you were selling it. Yeah. Somebody else says, Niall, have you bought dodgy cigs? No, I've never bought dodgy cigs. No, I don't. I wouldn't trust dodgy cigs.
Do you know what, Niall? I'm going to have to start calling you Simon Templar.
Right, I'm going to be honest here. I'm not going to count them all. I don't have time. But stop texting in now. You can stop texting in because they were flying in there, right? I'm going to, on average, just looking through it, right? You're wrong, Eddie. I would say about 55 to 60% of people have said no.
Well, thank God for that. Now, Eddie,
Well, 60% of this country are gobshites that have too much money, more than sense. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, well, listen, I've run out of time. Thank you very much indeed, Margaret, Eddie and Amanda. Thank you for raising that, Eddie. Maybe we can broaden that out into a bigger topic another night if you're willing to come on and talk about it.
Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.